K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. Today, my topic is communion. Jesus had no sin. We deserved the death penalty, but Jesus willingly died for us to pay the penalty for our sins. He received all of the punishment that we deserved. He received death so that we could have life. In the Old Testament, animal sacrifices were offered to atone for the sins of the people. But it was not permanent. The same ritual had to be done every year by a priest who went into the Holy of Holies to pray for the sins of the people. When Jesus came, his perfect life was substituted for our sinful lives. Jesus' death redeemed us from the power of sin and restored us to God. How awesome is that? We can be freed of the consequences of sin It's already been paid. Jesus became death, our substitute, and his death on the cross redeemed us. Why would we not want to remember and celebrate what Jesus did for us? We owe him everything. 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." Luke 22:19. What is the new covenant? The new covenant is a promise that God made with humanity that he will forgive sin and restore fellowship with those whose hearts are turned toward him. Jesus Christ is the mediator of the new covenant, and his death on the cross gives us this promise. Jesus broke the curse from our lives when he gave his life for ours. There are so many parts to celebrating communion, but my focus today is on remembering. Remembering that Jesus bore the wrath of God when it should have been us. He became our sin bearer. Remembering where we were and where Jesus brought us from, so that we may become the righteousness of God in him. I think communion in so many ways have become desensitized. Some of us have become mundane, complacent, so much so until communion is just something we do. Jesus specifically said that when we take communion, he said to do this in remembrance of me. Communion is a time of celebration, a time to pause and think about what Jesus did for us to get us to this place, to sit at the table and sup with the Father, a place of honor and reverence as we remember what Jesus did for us in remembrance of him. All of our sins and sicknesses, diseases, infirmities were placed on Jesus. This was not a walk in the park for Jesus. We should not participate in communion just any old kind of way. This is such a special time of honor. Our whole focus should be on Jesus and what he did for us and how his death, burial, and resurrection redeemed us. As we remember, it's an opportunity to recommit ourselves to him. Remember, if Jesus had come down from that cross, we would all be maggot food. We never would have been united with him. Our souls would be lost. He said to proclaim his death, because this is the hope of our future. We can't sit at the Lord's table with blatant disregard for what Jesus did. That's why we have to examine ourselves to make sure that when we participate, it is for the right reasons. We prepare ourselves by confessing our sins, for being really sorry. We have to position ourselves, mending differences with each other, repenting, forgiving, removing barriers that affect our relationship with Christ and other believers. We have to position ourselves humbly before God, asking him to forgive us for our sins, to point out anything in us that would separate us from him. Jesus' death was a penalty for our sins. We don't have to allow sin to hold us hostage anymore. We can be forgiven. Once we are forgiven, those sins are not held against us anymore. We hold our sins against us sometimes, but Jesus does not hold our sins against us once we have been forgiven. He gave himself completely for us. Remember this. After Jesus was condemned by the Sanhedrin's Mark 14:63, they all cried he deserved to die. Then some of them began to spit on him. They blindfolded him. They mocked him by saying, "Prophesy us, prophesy us." And the guards slapped him and took him away. Pause to remember, folks, Jesus was flogged with a three-pronged whip with lead pieces in it, and I don't know what other pieces they had in that whip. But they whipped him so much until the flesh fell from his bones. For you and for me, he didn't say a word. He did that for us, folks. He did that for us. He did that for us. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They thrust that thorn on his, those thorns on his head. And they didn't place it gently on his head. They mashed it down, piercing his skin so that blood ran down his face. God allowed his precious son to become sin for us. No greater love, no greater love. Crucifixion was a common form of capital punishment for criminals and slaves in Roman times, a brutal and dehumanizing form of punishment, Matthew 27:34. They gave Jesus vinegar mixed with gall when he said, "I thirst," and he wanted some water. That's what they did to him. Jesus was humiliated. Our Savior was hung naked on the cross, totally visible to everyone who passed by. Crucifixion was one of the cruelest forms of punishment in the ancient world. A lot of people were in town during this time because it was the Passover celebration. And this is when Jesus was hung on the cross. During Passover celebration, they mocked him. They passed by him and they said awful things. Remember that as you sup with him, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus did that for us. He did that for us. What he did, why? Because it keeps us connected to our source. It was our filthy sins that was upon Jesus. He did this for us. He had no sins. I know that I keep saying that, but he had no sins. And through God's son's sacrifice, we now have everlasting life. We can feed our hearts, our being on what God is to us, and we accept him as our Lord and Savior, feasting on his love, all that he is for us and to us. No greater love, no greater love. Before he went to the cross, he supped with the disciples. He said, "This, do this in remembrance of me." Remembering keeps us close to God, to righteous living, and that will help us to always remember how much God loves us. He gave himself completely for us, y'all, so that we would have eternal life. He gave his all even unto death out of love for us and obedience to the Father. He wants us to remember that as we go through life and face difficult times. Just think about what he went through for us and why he went through it for us. Jesus' death did it all for us, folks. He conquered the grave. He is now with the Father. He is with us and he is in us as we go through life. That's how we make it. That's how we make it. With him, with his love, with his leading, with his righteousness, with his teaching us. That's a powerful assurance of help. We couldn't make it without God. We couldn't make it without what Jesus did for us. We couldn't. All that Jesus did was for us. Why would we not want to sit at the table in a place of honor to take communion. Remember the sins that he had upon himself were not his. They were ours. How can we not love a God like that? Only those who have come to faith and believe can celebrate this communion. It's a choice. He wants us to choose him. Communion is not an obligation. It's a celebration. It's something we should want to do. It's an honor to sit at the table with the Father and sup with him. When we eat the bread, we're eating the bread of life. We are nourished by him. Try sitting at the table sometime, just you and him. Get your elements together and sup with him. Talk to him. Listen to him. Bring your family to the table. Teach your children. He wants us to choose him. Jesus wants us to remember what he did for us as we draw nigh to him. Through his death, believers have forgiveness for our sins, Ephesians 1 and 7. In him, we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins. According to the riches of his grace, none of us had a living hope before Jesus' death. We just didn't. This is just the tip of the iceberg as to Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. It's a means for us. It's a means for us, the believers. Why should we remember? Share with others God's great love for them. 1 Peter 2:24. Isaiah 53 and 5. Psalm 129 and 3. He did this for us. He did this for us. Show Jesus how much you love and appreciate what he did for us. Remember, folks. Remember. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Its power, it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. God bless you. God bless you.
something in your soul. Are you trying to fool me? Because if it's in your soul, you couldn't be laid back like that. If it's in your soul.
Us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is roseyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Jeremiah says, I have some hope. There is hope because we serve a God of unfailing faithfulness. Amen. So as we look at this text, there are three things that Jeremiah discovered about this God and God's unfailing faithfulness. First of all, he found out that God has an unfailing fullness of faithfulness. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, his faithfulness is full.